Oh, it is. That's a bit of an understatement. I suppose we deserve something out of the game, and it looked like at a stage we weren't going to get anything out of the game. At 12-8, we looked pretty comfortable. And I started to Gavin Devlin, this was beside me, you know, if we don't concede a goal here, we'll win this game. But unfortunately, very soon after that, we did concede a goal. It was, I suppose, it's very heartbreaking on Mayo too, because the effort they put in at a vital time in the game, when they got to grips with the game, you know, and go from four down to two up, they probably thought they had the winning post in sight. But I suppose it just tells you the story, like the game's never over to the final whistle, and you know, a speculative ball that Stevie put in there, and the two young boys inside fought for it, and we got the break. And I suppose we missed a lot of breaks just before that, but we got that break, and it was vital, and no better man than Stevie to put away a pressure kick like that.
His captain, making no mistake.
Well, it was so either going to be a happy run up the road or a sad run up the road, but thankfully it went in the back of the net, and we're just happy to get the result. I think we just lost out a lot in midfield. You know, we weren't happy just the amount of breaking ball that we were getting, and they always got the run on us then. So I think then we lost our shape a wee bit in that last 10-15 minutes, and you know, Mayo, we were just coming at us in droves, and we couldn't stay with the runners, and it's something we'll definitely be working on for the next day.
And that next day is back at Healy Park on March the 3rd against All-Ireland champions Donegal. Another tricky enough encounter for Mickey Hart's side, and he admits every point is hard to get.
You know, every 2 points have to be fought for, and as you can see there, we saw the upgrade, if you like, from the McKenna Cup to Down match last week. That was another step up there today, and I'm sure the teams we have to play yet expect it even before their steps up. So it's good to have those points tucked away, but you know, we still need to be very firm in our conviction to try and pick up some more, because the ultimate goal is to stay in this division. It's not much point in getting the first 4 points if we end up at the end of the season back in Division 2.
The beaten All-Ireland finalists, tough enough opponents at Castlebar.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they have dangerous forwards, and I suppose you have to look out for where their danger points are. And we did have the extra man back there to help us bolster that up. And I suppose it took them a while to get to grips with that. And it did the job until 12-8. And I suppose then the wheels come off our wagon a little bit. And, you know, we had to cope with a serious setback. And, you know, I think it says a lot about the players that they fought to the bitter end. And I think it'll stand them in the future.
And it will get no easier next time out at Oma.
Well, sure, there you go. You know, the All-Ireland finalists, and then you follow it up with the All-Ireland champions. That's what this division's about. You know, there's no easy outlet games, you know. So, yeah, that's going to be a big game. Donegal got their first win last night as well. And I suppose it'll be a bit of sparring for a future date in May. But, sure, you know, we have to go for it anyway.
Now, fans who went to McHale Park in Castlebar last Sunday were entertained to a fine game of football in difficult enough conditions as well. But they'll also remark that Stephen O'Neill moved into the middle of the park.
And we were down to our last sub, and we didn't have any more sort of marquee midfielders, if you like, or people whose position would be there. And Stevie is just Stevie. He's just that adaptable. He's that experienced. He can handle any position. And, you know, he fought tooth and nail out there as well, and it mightn't be his natural position, but he's played there for his club in the past, and he's no stranger to the hustle and bustle of around that area of the field.